Russia is rounding up more troops. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Leader Vladimir Putin has ordered a partial mobilization of reservists, perhaps as many as 300,000, amid a setback in Ukraine. Almost 7 months after the invasion, Ukrainian troops have liberated several areas, driving Russians back. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will address world leaders at the UN today, and so will President Biden.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden will speak to the United Nations General Assembly with the wind at his back.
Our alliances are as strong or stronger than they have been in modern memory. Our robust united support for Ukraine has helped the Ukrainians push back against Russian aggression.
Sullivan says the president will describe his vision for U.S. foreign policy and deliver a firm rebuke to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Hurricane Fiona is even stronger. Now a Category 4 storm, 130-mile-an-hour wind, after brushing by Turks and Caicos and hitting Puerto Rico hard with damage and flooding, killing four people.
We traveled to some of the more rural communities, including the small town of Calle. It's home to about 43,000 people. The mayor there has been outspoken on how dire the need is for supplies and resources for his community that remains in tragic disarray.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez. Fiona is forecast to turn north and east away from the U.S. An arrest in Colorado after a hit-and-run crash Sunday that left an off-duty sheriff's deputy dead.
The driver of the Ford van did not remain on scene as required and ended up fleeing on foot.
Josh Lewis with the Colorado State Patrol says that driver is now in custody and is an illegal immigrant they suspect was drunk. The Federal Reserve meets again today, then later is expected to have another big interest rate hike in the continued fight to drive down inflation as gas prices inched up this morning for the first time in 14 weeks after the $5 a gallon record high. AAA's national average for regular moved up to $3.68. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is defending himself and sending flights of migrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, where they called him inhumane.
Those migrants were being treated horribly by Biden. They were hungry, homeless. They had no opportunity at all.
And the governor says those migrants went willingly and signed waivers. Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott has bused thousands who came here illegally to Chicago, Washington, and New York, also protesting Biden border policies. Now, the president says he's working to stop the surge that's not coming from Central America or Mexico.
What's on my watch now is Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. And the ability to send them back to those states is not rational.
Now, it's already been a record year for migrants, surpassing 2021's record.
CBP reports more than 2.1 million migrants have been encountered along the southwest border, and the full count will be higher for the entire fiscal year when September's numbers are in. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar told Fox News there are many more here than these numbers reveal.
You know, in just in 2 years, with getaways and the people, once we finish the fiscal year, we're going to talk about somewhere between 4.5 to 4.9 million individuals that have come to the border.
CBP reports so far this fiscal year, 78 migrant names have matched names in the terror screening database, and those are people caught just between ports of entry, triple the number of those caught in the previous 5 years combined. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of the Fed's interest rate decision the day after more selling. In baseball,
drove deep to left field. There it goes. is number 60.
Aaron Judge ties Babe Ruth for second most home runs in a season in American League history on the YES Network. That's one shy of tying Roger Maris. He also helped power the New York Yankees to a comeback win over Pittsburgh. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.